So let's play a little lie test. Here's what Woody Johnson said. You'll get to hear it. And then we all get to decide, is he full of crap? Or did Woody Johnson learn from the mistakes of last year? He met the media after the big press conference to announce Aaron Glenn as the new head coach and his tall buddy as his general manager, Darren Moogie.
Moogie!
First of all, Woody, there were reports last year that you were very, very, very involved. How involved were you, Woody?
You know, there were a lot of reports last year that you were, you know, heavily involved. Do you plan on stepping aside and let these guys do what they do? Yeah. Or could you describe how involved you'll be?
You don't believe those reports, do you?
He wrote them.
It was a lot of exaggeration, hyperbole. You know, there really was.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you really have to take all that stuff with a grain of salt. Because you don't know how much, nobody knows how involved it was. Yes, I want Aaron Glenn to coach the team. I want the general manager to manage the assets and the players, and I'll take the owner's position, you know. And that's what I'd like to do.
There's a few things from that, including not really knowing the GM's name.
Moogie!
Amazing.
The general manager. First of all, the other thing that came out on this is no one really knows. No, you know.
Yeah, tell us.
Tell us. If you're saying those reports were exaggerated and untrue, well, then clarify what exactly happened. And the other thing is when he puts it back on the reporter and says, do you believe that stuff? I would have, without missing a beat, say, yeah.
Yeah.
I do, Woody. Prove me wrong.
Right.
With that said,
did you fire your head coach? Who else was involved in the discussion with firing your head coach?
Right.
Was it your now long gone general manager? Right. Was it your brother?
Or was it just you?
No, was it just you?
So were you heavily involved in everything that went down? But he does.
By the way, that would have just clarified that example. And it'll tell you all you need to know.
But he didn't clarify. He didn't clarify anything. Well, he just fought with the reporter saying, don't believe everything you read.
Also, nobody challenged him.
Right.
Somebody should have challenged him.
They weren't expecting Woody to ask a question back.
Right.
Now, this was a very good question. Hey, Woody, do you self-scout? Do you kind of realize, hey, as an owner, maybe this is what I need to be better at?
Woody, hyperbole aside, do you ever self-scout personally? Do you ever think about how more involved, less involved, or how the way you conduct your business?
Yeah, absolutely. I have to look in the mirror and I have to be a better owner. I'm trying to be better. And I do self-scout. And a lot of people scout for me, you know, right?
On Twitter.
Yes, on Twitter, that's how we scout. I appreciate that he's at least saying, yes, I'm evaluating what I need to do better, because a part of why this organization has been a disaster is you. Actually, the main reason the organization has been a disaster is you. Then specifically, he's asked, okay, Woody, how can you be a better owner?
How can you be a better owner, in your view?
I think I did it today by introducing you to the two leaders of this team. That's part of it. The second is I've got to have patience or whatever. I've got to let them evolve as in these positions, which I think they will. I think it'll be quick, but I think they'll evolve.
If you can get past the fact that he's really awkward when he speaks, like, I need to have patience or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, if you leave that part out, the answer is the right answer. The right answer is, yes, I think I hired the right guys, and I'm going to get out of the way and be more patient.
Yeah.
That's the answer. That's what you need from an owner. So the question we have to ask ourselves are, do we believe him? Now, if we think he's full of crap, then it's just words, and it doesn't matter. But if he really is going to be different, and he really did self-scout, and he did say, hey, what I need to be better at is being patient, then that's a good thing. And maybe, just maybe, we as Jet fans are going to finally see this organization turn around.
I hope so. I mean, it's the best way to manage a business. You empower people and then let them do their jobs. And the more you get involved, especially when you're not an expert at the football side of things, it's one thing to know on the business side of things, which we all know and we talked about a lot of times, despite the failures of the last couple of seasons, how successful the New York Jets as a business are, $7 billion to be exact, and the merchandising and everything else, season tickets, even though that's just a small percentage of their overall revenue because of the TV deal. This is a successful organization, but to be a successful football team takes football minds. And you hired those guys, let them do their jobs, period.
That's it. And that'll be the test over the next few years. Let's go to Scott in Manhattan. What's up, Scott?
Hey, what's up, guys? I want to run something by you. I mean, I'm just speaking as a football fan and not a Jet fan. But I'm looking at to say this. I'm glad that Aaron Glenn, what he's doing is so that not letting the inmates run the asylum. So that's a good thing. And but I'm just thinking that, do you think that they had a discussion with the quarterback already? So, I mean, Aaron, do you think that he came, Aaron, like, did he came across antagonistic? Because if you had this, I mean, to put me on blast, I'm in his spot at a press conference. Do you think he can take that away? Could it go south? I just want to know what you guys think.
That's a good question, Scott, because basically what you're asking is if, because Aaron Glenn didn't address any other player, just Aaron Rodgers, that it's like, we know what the issue is, and it's Aaron Rodgers. I'm cutting it off before you ask. That could have offended Aaron Rodgers. And as Aaron's thinking, I'm not the problem. Like, I had a pretty good season type of thing. But I think Aaron Glenn had to do that. Right? He had to cut off any questions about Aaron Rodgers. Otherwise, it would have taken the entire press conference.
Well,
and so I think he handled it well, and he probably told Aaron Rodgers that he was going to do that.
Well, two things. The quarterback is always going to be asked more about than any other player, than any other position.
No doubt.
It is the most important position in sports, let alone the most important position in the NFL. So the idea that Aaron Rodgers is the one individual player that's being asked about should come as no surprise to anyone, especially Aaron Rodgers. As far as offending Aaron Rodgers is concerned, here's the way I look at it, and this is why I think the Jets and Aaron Glenn are in a great position. They're in a wonderful position. Mm-hmm. And that is, they don't have to grovel to this guy.
Right, they don't have to care.
If he doesn't like something Aaron Glenn said, if he didn't like the tone, if he didn't like the fact Aaron Glenn cursed in his press conference, whatever it is, then toodles. We'll see you later, bro. You don't have to beg anymore. That's the spot the Jets are in. And that's why, like, as a fan, if he's back, it's because Aaron Glenn sees this as a situation that can work. If he's not back, see you later. We start over.
Right, it's easy.
You don't have to grovel anymore. Like, I think you kind of pointed it out, Sean. I give you some credit last year in training camp that it felt like Aaron Rodgers was the alpha, and Rob Saleh almost had to bend a knee to him. And, well, we're self-coached. You know, Aaron can do what he wants.
Well, no, we saw that just when the fact that he wasn't around for that mandatory offseason activity.
Right.
The 3 days, the one mandatory 3-day time period, he wasn't there.
Mm.
Every other time he was there, and Robert Saleh had no idea how to address it.
Right.
At all.
Now there's a head coach who I think says, it's my way or the highway. And if you're not on board, okay, we'll change quarterback. We don't have to kiss your ass.
Right, and to where Aaron Glenn came from, what Rodgers pulled under Robert Saleh, fair or unfair to Robert Saleh, would not have happened under Sean Payton and would not have happened under Dan Campbell. And I think that's what you're getting here from Aaron Glenn.
And Bill Parcells, don't leave him out.
Yes.
You're right, and I think that's where it's a great question that Scott asked, but I'm at the point where I don't care if it offended Aaron Rodgers. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, great, he's offended. See you later. Go somewhere else. Go quarterback somewhere else. The Jets don't have to grovel to you. This isn't last year or the year before that. Matt's in Brick, New Jersey. What's up, Matt?
Hey, what's up, guys? What's going on?
All good.
Hey, Evan, I don't know what's going on. You might have to wear the L. You got to mark the calendar. It's the every time the Jets get a new head coach, it's, I don't want him, I don't want him. Now we have him, we got him. You don't have to bend a break for Aaron Rodgers. It's like the same thing. You know what's going to happen week 3? Aaron Glenn messes up and go 0-3. You guys are going to turn around and go, oh, Aaron Rodgers needs to make that decision. What do we do with Aaron Glenn? First year head coach. Well, oh, what, we knew we were wrong.
I can't. First of all, you're saying two things. One may be true. On the back end, am I going to be screaming and yelling week 3, week 4 when things go bad? If Aaron Glenn deserves criticism, yes. I will call it like it is. But it's not the same. That's a misnomer. I know how I felt, and I know what I said when they hired Robert Saleh, when they hired Adam Gase, when they hired Todd Bowles.
Mm-hmm.
In the case of Adam Gase, I wanted to nuke the place. I hated it. I hated the hire. I hated the interview. I hated everything about it. So Adam Gase, let's put to the side. We've even talked about the Adam Gase test. That's the hire that drives you nuts. With Robert Saleh, my opinion was I have cautious optimism. I hope he's the guy.
Mm-hmm.
With Aaron Glenn, I believe he's the guy.
Well, and the difference between...
That's the difference.
But Evan, we all, and this includes me because I'm not even a Jet fan, with Saleh, the reason he got hired, everybody saw his, you know, 49ers sideline, demonstrate, all of that stuff. He was animated. He was not that guy the moment he became the head coach.
That's right.
Already you could tell, again, it's a press conference and, you know, whatever. Aaron Glenn seems like he's exactly the guy you saw in Detroit and New Orleans.
Yeah.
Robert Saleh immediately was almost too nice for the job with the Jets.
And look, I suck. Maybe that's what did him in. The one thing I know is you may predict doom and gloom for the Jets. That's totally fine. You've got a better chance of being right than wrong. But this is not the same. It's not like every time they hire a coach, I or other Jet fans say the exact same thing. I said something different about Robert Saleh.
Yeah.
It was cautious optimism. Do I sound cautious right now? I sound arrogant and douchey, and I apologize for that. But I'm fired up. I think they got it right. The thing I hope is that Woody Johnson does what he says. And what he said was he was going to butt the hell out. And if that's true, then I actually like where this franchise is going.